And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have the man, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here, literally fresh off the water with a fresh report for you and a lot more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is a turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning. What a fun show with Benny. Today's going to be a great day, dude.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, great to have you here in the world headquarters. And you've been fishing, man.
Yeah, I've been fishing a little bit. You know, I actually was, I had some time off this last week with the weather, and I kind of looked back at my log, and I'm like over 22 days for the year.
What?
Yeah, in October alone, I think I was at 22 days.
Oh, wow. My.
So, you know, I keep threatening of retiring or slowing
down.
Yeah,
I know. Last time you were on the show, you're going, yeah, I'm going to slow down and retire, but no.
Yeah,
but
you slowed all the way down to 222 days this year.
But, you know, it's hard to quit, and I'm sure a lot of the guys that run, you know, boats and that sort, it's hard to quit when, you know, you look at days like today, and
right,
you just throw out the rough days. Like yesterday, for example, was just phenomenal weather, just phenomenal, smooth. You know, hour and 45 minutes from from the west end of Clemente to Newport.
Oh, wow.
Just
so
slick. Cool. It was just cold. You know, it's cold out there. you know, there's still bass to be caught. And, again, I stayed to the bass thing even through all this whole mahi tuna thing. Yeah, I mean, on the way to the island, if we fish Catalina and we saw it, we'll stop and make a few casts and catch a few.
Yeah.
But, yeah, been busy. Been real busy. And you know, I'm really thankful that I can still do it. That's
yeah, cool. No kidding. So, Coastal Charters, why don't you describe for our listeners that may not be familiar with your business, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I mainly focus catching the three types of bass, spotted bay bass, sand bass, and calico bass. Mainly calico bass and trying to put my guess on trophy calico bass on lures. Now, sometimes in the summer, there is a point where you do have to fish live bait. You know, I mean, it's just fishing Catalina. They don't want to bite the lures too much. And, you know, you have chance of catching yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, and all the calico bass you want during the spawn on bait. But, for example, this time of year.
So when it's on the spawn, it's less on the
it is. You can get them. You can get them. But usually in the summer, like your July, August, people want to go there to catch.
Sure.
And to catch, you know, that is the way to go.
And you put a 20 fish day together on lures, or a 50 fish day on leadhead and squid.
150 with the chance of catching, you know, six yellowtail, all the bass, you know, 100 plus bass, every bait's a bite. Where, you know, I mean, I know that's easy for a lot of beginners and kids. I get a lot of kids and then you work them into fishing the lures after that.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Throwing a small swim bait, they're getting bit. You know, whatever it is, you know, just
that's
putting a bend.
Get the action.
Yeah, I mean. Getting biters are good. That's my that's always my my saying is biters are good, catching is better.
Yeah. So you get a first timer on the boat, and you fish and bait. What's your rig? How do you explain it to us?
It's a Therese medium live bait rod. You know, it's all the best Shimano gear. A ton is 4,000, 40 pound braid, and then leader could depend anything from 20 pound. All the way up to 40 pound. If there's a lot of yellows, we'll fish 40. Because a lot of times, if you're fishing a good, healthy sardine, and usually fishing a smaller hook like a your Gamagatsu, not a J hook, but
the Nautilus circle hook.
Yes, thin wire.
The best.
And small. Yes, yeah. And we had no problem hooking 20 pound yellows on that light tackle and getting them to the boat. Yeah,
sure.
We lose a few because of experience, but for the most part. You're going to get them to the boat, and it's usually that Psycho Pro. It's been really good for abrasion, you know, in case you kick a barracuda or whatever it may be with teeth. But for the most part, that's been really solid. And the standard gear is like 25 and 40-pound braid on
nice.
A 4,000, and it's easy. That bait runner feature on the Tunis, the best. Lightweight, smooth drags, easy for the guests, especially kids. 4,000 is a perfect size, not too big, not too small.
Yeah.
That can handle
and a straight fly line.
Straight fly line.
Yeah,
yes.
Nice. Yeah. And the nice thing about the Tunis and all the Bait Runner series that they have is you can adjust the tension.
Absolutely.
Of right. How open the spool is.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So if you have a kind of a lethargic sardine, which we get a lot in the summer, you can really open up that free spool feature, and that bait will still be able to not put as much pressure on and let it go out in the current. And then if you have a horse that's going to drag the boat back in the current, you can kind of tighten it up just a hair, so the bait can still swim.
What a cool deal that
is. It is, and you know it's you know solid gear, and all my spinning gear just got back from maintenance, so we're ready to go for whatever happens in the near future here.
So do you fish the winter too?
Yes, yeah, and you know for the most part, wintertime is a lot of my regulars that fish. That want to fish San Clemente or Catalina, any of the islands, Santa Barbara, San Clemente, Catalina. We're fishing mainly artificials. For example, yesterday I had Scott Manson, who's actually a board member in the Orange County, fished yesterday, and he usually fishes with me every Veterans Day and on his birthday.
Oh, nice.
And we, you know, we caught close to 40 bass yesterday, all weedless on the 7-inch pickle kick and Gamagatsu spinner weighted hook. And we fished. The island's completely open.
So the Gamakatsu spinner is the one with the little spinner on the bottom.
Exactly.
The
yeah. Oh, okay. Water was a little stained, so we wanted some flash for the fish to key on. So we fished mainly the back by the dunes and probably a mile farther up the back, and then we fished that hole outside, inside, in there. And we caught them on swim baits, caught them on weedless, caught a couple on the surface iron, which was fun.
While we're talking about Veterans Day, want to celebrate our veterans, and it was such a great day to celebrate the veterans yesterday. Beautiful day in Southern California, and glad to have the people and the freedom that we have because of all of our veterans. So thank you very much.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, for sure. But how about that Veterans Classic on the Abraham Lincoln yesterday? I don't know if you guys got to see that, but there was a pretty cool event here in San Diego where they had the Gonzaga-Michigan State game. Sorry, Adam. Michigan State lost. Adam, our main man on our app, he's a big Michigan State fan. But what a cool thing that was to celebrate Veterans Day with the active military guys actually on the ship there here in San Diego. That was cool. So I hope everybody who was a veteran was remembered yesterday, and certainly we sure appreciate everything, their sacrifices and that they did. So back to fishing here, Benny. So what's next for you? When's your next trip, and what are you doing?
Well, I'm scheduled back to Clemente tomorrow, but if you looked at the Windy app or any of your wind apps, doesn't look too happy tomorrow.
No, and then Monday looks beautiful.
And it looked good earlier in the week. When you looked at a 10-day forecast, it looked like it was going to be good all the way through, and then this pushed in.
And, you know, that's what we've been dealing with all maybe the last couple of years. Typically October is phenomenal month.
Yeah.
November is just as nice, and I don't know, maybe it's that cycle thing, you know, where I remember as a kid November used to be kind of old and cold and ugly too. But I mean, look at it today. I'm looking out at the bay and it's phenomenal.
So nice.
Yesterday
looking.
Was the same thing. I mean,
yeah.
But tomorrow doesn't look too good. And then Monday looks great. But anyways, if I don't tomorrow, I do have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. So, and it's November.
So you're booked.
I am, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So at least this week.
You're an animal.
Yeah, my job doesn't suck. So.
You're doing pretty good. And you get to choose the weather.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I really do tell my guests up front, hey, it's not going to be too good to go out. And, you know, it may be nice on the beach, as we all know, but sometimes when we get Santa Ana's, that stuff. In fact, that eddy on the east end yesterday, it was slick calm going to the east end, and then we hit that eddy up there where the wind current and a swell kind of meet. It was a mess. We were getting drenched, and I kept thinking, oh, no, we might have to stay at Cat. And then 5 miles off the east end, it just got really, really, really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just incredibly nice. So
I know that Benny is the ultimate calico bass, or bass guy, calico, spotty, sand bass, whatever. But I also know that, like, you get a spotted yellowtail in front of that man with a plug in his hand, like, it's on. Did you guys have any good yellowtail fishing this year? I mean, I know that in your zone there was some good fishing to be had. Any standout trips this year, and how was the yellow fishing in general?
Yellow fishing was okay. You know, it was okay. A lot of bait fish. At the island, we had some good spots of yellow fishing. A lot of brutes, a lot of big ones. And I think it's because of the traffic that wasn't at the islands. You know, I mean, because
there's so much good fishing offshore.
I mean, when the boats are catching limits of Dorado, you know, a half day boat, three quarter day boat, full day boat, it's really hard to drive away, and I get it.
Hard to go 50 miles to the island when you can load up 5 miles off the beach.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You know, but and it's good for the guys. It was a really good season. Kind of reminds me of that 2015 season when we had all that yellow on the beach, and it was guys were fishing on the beach and getting it done early. So as far as that, there were some good ones, 30-plus pound yellows that you'd hook into on a jig and just smoke you, because they haven't had much pressure. And but, you know, along with that, that fish, the sea lions they had nowhere else to attack.
Yeah.
So if you're the only game in town, they were relentless.
Yeah.
And a lot of moving around. It was a little frustrating, but seemed like a certain part of the day they would just disappear and you could really get on them pretty good.
Get to it.
Yeah. You're a guy that always, you know, Coastal Charters is always set up with, like, you mentioned earlier, like the finest of the Shimano gear. Given all things the same, when you are yellowtail fishing, what's in your hand, Tranks or Trinidad?
You know, both
have their pros and cons for
right,
sure.
Right. I mean, I have the new Terramar XX 10-footer with a Trinidad 20 on it with 50-pound mono with 80-pound backing. I mean, that's just, you know, old school, my
perfection.
Roots. Yeah, but I standard, I'm fishing the Terramar XX 9-foot heavy with a Tranx 500 with 80-pound Max Quattro. And then I'm putting a 60-pound 60-pound leader Cycle Pro. Short top shot.
Short top shot.
Yeah, short top
shot. Out
of
the guides, so you don't have to cut.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And again, that's the same gear that my guests use, so I set them up exactly the same. So sometimes you got to maybe loosen up the drag a little, because I like fishing really tight drag. Yeah.
So is that the same gear that you're throwing at foamers when you come across 150-pound bluefin?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, the 150-pounders we stay away from.
The rod locker?
We just lock it up. But for the most part, some of the foamers we fish with, I was fishing a Tranx 400 on an older Terramar 86H, okay, with a Tranx 400, 80-pound max, 80-pound Cycle Pro leader. But I changed the handle from the HG handle, and I put a Trinidad 14 handle.
Oh, cool. That's a cool idea.
Oh, it's comfortable, yeah. And we're throwing anything from a popper to a small metal jig at the fish, and we were very, very successful getting them on.
Why do you change the handle?
Comfort. For me, yeah. I like the feel of that Trinidad handle. I think if you're bass fishing, that round handle on the HG, like I like them on my 300s fishing calicos and weedless, but that 400 for fishing the bigger tuna, I think you just have a better grip on the handle.
And that Trinidad handle will fit on the...
Yes. Yeah. Wow. And you can go to Fisherman's and have them
any
hook it
Shimano
up.
Shimano dealer.
Yeah.
Would, yeah.
And I saw it because one of my clients actually had it on his. I go, whoa, what new reel is that? He goes, oh, I just changed it out for... I go,
that's
oh.
cool.
So I,
yeah, that's
I
cool
cast model. and wound. I go, oh, I got to have this.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about on the 500? You leave the standard handle?
I leave the standard handle, yeah.
But the 400 is the... Yeah. Kind of your go-to there.
Yeah.
I like Trinidad handle on my Tranks. Now, the knob is identical. It's okay. The identical knob, but the arm is a little bit longer.
Yeah. That too, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not, again, it's for sure not a change that needs to be had. But after years and years and years and years of fishing, the bearing in the knob was starting to get a little bit stiff. Still fine, but, you know, it was one of those off-season change a couple of years ago where I'm like, this could be better. And we were just out of Tranks handles at the time at the shop, but we had the Trinidad, which is identical in every other way other than a longer arm. And so I put that on there just because it's what we had. And I'm, oh, man, this is, I like
it.
I mean,
works.
It's not a huge difference,
yeah.
but it is. Like,
but there's
it's a
difference.
Yeah,
I like
it, for sure.
Yeah, just a little more cranking
power.
A little
bit, yeah. It's just a little longer handle. Same knob, just a little longer arm.
Yeah, cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about with Captain Ben Florentino from Coastal Charters.
No doubt about it, man. So much cool stuff to cover inshore and offshore, and just a great time and a lot of information with a really fun bud. If you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup, or shoot us a text. Text the show option, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download, easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Just do a search for Let's Talk Hookup in your app store. You can listen to the archive shows on your drive home from work, and you can send in a text question to Captain Ben Florentino from Coastal Charters. And we are giving away a killer prize today, something that I know everybody should have on a cold morning like this.
Yeah.
And that's probably, I think my favorite piece of gear that APCO makes.
For sure.
And that's the Reaper Windproof Jacket. And you're basically going to get your choice of the zip-up or the pullover, whatever your style is.
Which is your favorite, though?
I'm a zip-up. I like the zip-up for, well, if I'm using it as a piece of fishing gear, I like the zip-up because I like the, because it's warm. Like, Reaper's very warm and it's windproof, and I like the ability to, like, zip it down a quarter of the way to allow a little air in if you're fishing, you know, because you get heated up pulling on a fish, but it's still, this time of year, it's still too chilly to not, so I'm a zip-up guy. But, again, the pullover's killer.
What about you, Benny?
I like the zip-up because of ease, but I've used that pullover at the lakes, you know, because you're never going to take it off when you go to 30 degrees,
right.
You know. But for the most part, that the zip-up, and a lot of my guests really like that zip-up. Just
I like them both.
Yeah.
I like the pullover when I'm using it as a layer underneath, and then putting another jacket, maybe the zip-up
like
deeper
saying,
over
if,
the top.
If you know you're not taking it off, the
but
pullover.
If I'm taking it off, I use the zip-up, but the zip-up is so warm. I mean, like, when I was on the Shogun, that's what I wore every day, is that zip-up. But it's an amazing piece of gear because – Not only is it warm, comfortable, pliable, waterproof, windproof, but it also has that face mask or the neck feature, which really makes a huge difference when you're in super cold weather.
And it's just, it's crazy that they can get such good water resistance out of a non, you know, rubber hard shell jacket. You know, I mean, it's still a very nice, comfortable, regular thing you wear in your truck when you have nothing to do with fishing, and then you step on the skiff and, you know, you take a spray and the water hits it and just kind of beads up, rolls off. I mean, it's not like the hold the fire hose to it waterproof jacket, but most of the water that you're going to deal with, whether it's, you know, fog or mist or marine layer or a little shot from the bait tank, it just rolls right off of the thing. I love it. It's such a killer piece of gear. So and somebody's winning one. Yeah, your choice. Hoodie or pullover or zip-up.
Thanks to some guy that works at AFCO.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
Thanks to that marketing director guy.
Yeah.
My son, Matt Florentino.
And
hopefully he calls in later. He was out fishing last night and just smoked him.
Yeah. So. I can't wait to talk about that video that you guys did.
Sea Cortez.
Cortez,
yeah.
So cool.
I was looking at watching that video, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's Casey Shedd. He's out of the desk.
We had a blast.
Casey, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and he caught a golden, too.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
On one of the new AFCO lures. So
sweet.
That's what made it even better. So it was a fun time, and I know we'll talk more into it, but it was a great time with some really good people. So.
Well, speaking of great times, we're going to do just that. Give us a call. Set it up this morning again, 213-432-1090. Or keep those texts coming on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're taking those phone calls. We got catch reports and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup at Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite gang fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Season-long range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. We'll be right back.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again. We're having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing with Captain Ben from Coastal Charter is going to be a great day.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're packing up, and if you want to have a chance to win a Reaper windproof jacket, either the pullover or the zip-up, your choice, there's your chance. One line open, 213-432-1090. Christian's standing by to grab your phones.
You got it, buddy. Chris in San Diego is going to get us started here this morning. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Rick. This is old Senor Guacamole speaking, and I'm just wondering if the ranch is going to have your springtime fishing tournament again, because I understand it's sold.
Hey, Chris. Yes, of course. Yeah, we will have our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, our 29th annual.
I was going to say, are you getting to the point where you don't want to start mentioning the number of years?
Yeah,
you know, like,
absolutely.
You know, years 1 through 4, it's cool, and then 4 through 15, it's like a status symbol. Then after that, it's like, oh, man, do I really want to tell people I've been doing this for 30 years?
But,
you know?
But, yeah, we missed you last year at the tournament, so you better come back.
Yeah, buddy.
For that one. So, yes, the Rancho Leonero tournament will be happening. All the information for that is on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. I believe the dates are 3 through 7 or somewhere around there. It's the first week. It's the first Saturday through Wednesday of June.
How many years of those 30 years or 29 years do you think the Krugels have taken home some championship hardware?
Quite a few, right, Chris? How many?
I ain't going to say. You'd be bragging.
Well, it was wide open for somebody else last year, so you better get back.
Hey, that's fishing, man. Hey, thanks
all
for
right.
putting
we'll
up
make,
such a
call
great
Pamela and
venue.
Your and we'll look forward to having you back.
I'll call Pam right now.
All right, you do that.
Get here from you, Chris.
All right, appreciate the call. Nice to hear from you, for sure. A great text here from John in Carson. He says, good morning, boys. I have a question for Ben. I live in South Bay and fish to Palos Verdes Coast for calicos, usually with big sardines. What are some of the good artificials to use instead?
PV, I kind of know that place a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're fishing from your own boat, a lot of that area around the Rocky Point area, a 5-inch weedless bait is great, like the Corey's 5-inch and also the Pickle Kick 5-inch on a Gamagatsu 5-0 weighted hook.
What's a Pickle Kick?
That is a small weedless bait that you can find at a lot of your tackle stores. I believe Island Tackle carries it down there in Carson. You can talk to Sam. He has a whole wall of them. But any colors, I like. There's a bluegill color that's been getting bit really, really good. And again, you could also match it up with either the Gamagatsu weighted hook or Afrinabutin's War Baits neck breaker in 3/8 ounce. That's been really, really good, especially if you're fishing a little bit lighter tackle or spinning gear.
What kind of percentage would you say you fish throughout the year with a traditional lead-headed swim bait, that, like you say, the Afrin's neck breaker style, you know, the jointed weedless hook, and then a traditional weighted weedless? Like,
yeah, it seems like you don't see many people fish a standard jig head and a swim bait, but it's funny, yesterday I probably caught 6 on that because the kelp was down, so you're able to fire it and actually work it over the top. But if I'm fishing rock, boilers, anywhere there's structure, even deep structure, I'm going to fish a weighted head, anywhere from 1 ounce to 2 ounce. And I like the Corey's 5-inch Viejos. For me, that one is just, the fish inhale it. And we've got anything
from... And what are you putting on that?
You mean the color
no.
wise? Oh, bait
no,
head?
As far as head and
oh, yeah, I'm fishing, like I said, a 1 ounce or a 2 ounce war bait. And color wise, I just match it up either yellow or red.
Okay.
The firecracker.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. On a video, we put out our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter this week.
Mm-hmm.
I had a story on the Shogun trip that was in there and some other things. And then including that, there was a video about you guys fishing Clemente, and you were fishing some hard baits.
Yes. Yeah.
What are those? It looked like they were working. You and your son, man.
Yeah. Those, like, for example, Shimano current sniper, 140.
That's not easy to say.
No, I always have to stop and think
the
about
it. The
lure
formerly known as Colt Sniper.
Formerly known.
That everybody knows.
Yeah.
What it's
called.
But I like fishing. There's a 140 size and a 170. And you know, I was lucky enough to help design that lure, so it's been my favorite. You know,
what size is your favorite?
170. Bigger, 170. Bigger, better.
Okay.
And you're catching little ones and big ones.
Color?
So, color, believe it or not, that bone with pink is a really, really good color for calicos and for cabrilla.
Oh.
They love that. I mean, they smoked that thing. We lost, I think I brought a dozen down when I did the Sia Cortez thing. Video, and I think I came back with two.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
they smoke them.
Big ones.
And then, but there was a bigger hard bait, not just the current sniper.
Yes. I mean, there's a 190 size. Lucky Craft used to make a 190 size, 190 centimeter.
Right. They don't make that anymore? That mag?
They do not. There's still a, you can get them out there on eBay and people sell them, but, and even at the shows. But that bait also is a great bait for cabrilla and calicos.
Yes.
And anything from the parrot, which is that yellow with black, or I think it's called Red Dragon. It's kind of a red with yellow stripes on it and green in it. Again, those two colors for calicos and cabrilla, phenomenal.
Wow.
That's cool.
All right. Good deal.
That, I know it sounds dumb, but like one of my lures that I never took off the rod was the stick bait version of that, but that same color, that bone with the pink stripe.
Yeah.
And anytime we would come up on a kelp, when we were, maybe we were running to go tuna fishing, we didn't even have bait on board, we weren't planning on fish, but you know, you can't drive by a beautiful kelp with terns picking on it, you know, you gotta throw, and like, that was my Dorado lure to throw at a kelp. Colt Sniper stick, but that bone with pink, and dude, they crushed that thing.
It's the wildest color, but you know we found, at least with calicos, they love pink.
Huh.
Pink and white waxwing, if you could find them. The pink and silver current sniper, or white and pink, they just love pink. Pink weedless bait. Kicker Fishing makes a weedless bait that's pink with yellow stripe, and they love that thing. I don't know what
it is. Yeah,
I don't know, because fish aren't supposed to see color,
right?
But they really key in on pink.
But you mentioned waxwing.
Yes,
you still fish those?
Yeah, my guy Franny yesterday was fishing the bone waxwing.
Yeah,
one of a few that are out there, and he caught about four or five on the waxwing.
Nice.
Yeah, especially when the bite stuff. It's a great drawing bait.
Yeah, I wonder why they discontinued that.
I don't know.
Yeah, because that worked.
I don't know, but I gobbled up a ton of those things.
Yeah.
I don't think it's discontinued. I think it's available in a much lesser quantity.
Gotcha.
There's lesser depth to the line. And I believe when they're making them, the production run is kind of small-ish. But I don't think they've completely vanished.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like and don't quote me on that either. I do not know that for certain, but I believe they're still a current product, but just the depth of color and sizes isn't what it was at one time. And like it's kind of one of those things. I think they make a little batch at the beginning of the year, and then that trickles out, and that's kind of it. You know, they're so busy trying to make all of the other things that the amount of effort put into making wax wings, I don't think, is what it once was. But I think they're still gettable in some capacity.
Yeah, but I mean, it's such a great lure, but they also make so many other great, like the Colt Sniper stick baits.
How about a regular Colt Sniper?
How about a regular Colt
that's
Sniper?
That's the biggest thing for us, like in the tackle store. We always tell those guys the same thing. Like, you can't possibly make enough, because a regular Colt, take an 80-gram Colt Sniper, you can catch literally everything that swims. Like, how could a lure be,
and pretty much anywhere.
How could
too,
something?
Not just here.
Yeah.
Very true.
How could one thing be the best thing to catch a rockfish, a salmon, and a 150-pound tuna? Like, how could that?
Yeah.
How could one lure be the best for all of those things? And going to Cedros and catching a calico and all of those things.
Right.
Like, so you know, I mean, you only have so much time and ability to make things, and I think they put the most amount of effort into the things that they sell the most of.
Sure,
which would be like
sense.
A Colt Sniper or current Sniper.
Current Sniper.
We all know what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's dying to talk to Benny. Let's jump back in and talk to Daniel calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel.
I have a question. I don't need a suggestion. I was on a three-day trip about a month ago, and I hooked up on a 130-pound bluefin. I had a 16, a Calica 16, but I don't think I had the right fishing pole or the right rod. What would be the best rod for that reel?
On a Talica 15.
Talica 16, yeah. 16. And you were fishing like 50 or 60 pound?
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's what I was fishing with.
Yeah, lots of good options that exist. And one, let me say this too. You know, I hear quite a bit in the shop. Man, I had my TAC 16, great reel for it, and I hooked a 150 pounder. The thing kicked my ass. they do. 130 yeah. pound tuna. They pull real hard. No matter what piece of gear you hook that thing on, they are a challenge for sure. But you are very right, Daniel, that the right rod can and does make an absolute world of difference, especially the way that we fish for them now, utilizing the rail. Like, your rod has to provide enough lift to lift the fish, to kill the fish. So lots of good options, I would think, for a reel of that size, especially if you're going to continue to target, you know, bigger tuna with it. I think something in the 7 to 7.5 foot range is ideal, maybe 7 to 8 feet. But for me, if I was picking a favorite at 60-pound test, it would be a CalStar 7400 H or XH. That's like my favorite 50 to 60 pound type rod.
You want to have a rod that has enough backbone to really put some hurt on a big fish like
that. On a big one, yeah.
The Calica 16 has plenty of power to land a fish like that. So if you have the right rod, it makes all the difference in the world.
I mean, if you knew you had the luxury of hooking a 130 pounder, you want to be on a Talica 20. I mean, a fish, I would say if you know the fish are going to be of triple digit size, you want a bigger reel. That said, the reason you buy a Talica is because when you hook a triple digit fish on a reel as small as a 16 or even a 12, there's still plenty of reel, plenty of drag, plenty of power. It's easier with a bigger reel like a 20 or a 25. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's plenty there for that fish with the reel. You got to have the rod. If the rod is too soft, it just continues to collapse and it never lifts it, and it just never kills the fish.
Yeah. Which is your favorite when you stop on those big foamers?
My favorite is to leave everything in the rod locker. you know, what I did this last year is I used a Talica 12 on a 9-foot jig stick and had a 100-pound max quattro on it.
Wow.
And if I threw a popper, I'd have either 130 or 100-pound basically crimped on a leader. And then easy tie.
Sounds like you really like that Power Pro Max Quattro.
I do. It's castability, easy to tie.
Yeah, so easy to
cast. And the fact you could pull really, really, really hard on it, you know, and the diameter. Plus, I could load a lot of line on the reel, so... But we try to stay away from those big ones. I leave those up to the pros.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Daniel. I got a great text here from Norman in San Diego. Very much enjoy consistently interesting appearances on the show, Ben. Can you tell us if there are better times of the year at Catalina to target big calicos in shallower water? I'm asking from a fly fisher's perspective where it's limited to depths of 30 feet or less.
For trophies, traditional, it's been, and they come in shallower, is the end of summer. Usually August or even May pre-spawn and then post-spawn. So pre, you know, you get those big females coming in to just eat up shallow. That's May, and then in August, at least in Catalina, is what my experience has been. Fly, that's a challenge. But I would suggest those months for sure.
May and July.
May and August.
And August.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
July is like the height of spawn. You get a lot of little dudes. They're everywhere.
So. Yeah. So when they're on the spawn, they're more on the bait you were talking about earlier on the show.
Yeah. And you get lots of, it's the best time to take a kid fishing is when those things are up and you see hundreds of them, literally hundreds of them coming up in packs to try to eat a bait. It's pretty incredible. It's the best.
Have you seen a difference since the 14-inch size limit?
Absolutely. You're catching a lot of 13.5, 13, you know, and those little boogers could pull, you know, especially on light
line. Nice fish.
Yeah, light spinning tackle. It's so much fun, and a small swim bait for kids, again, you know, it's so much fun. But I have, you know, you don't see a lot of 12. Yeah, you see 12, but a lot of that 13 just legal. I thought there was nothing but the best. And the fact that, five fish limits, which I think most part, a lot of anglers nowadays are not. You know, they're releasing a lot.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like what the freshwater guys do. And, God, I'd like to see limits on the Dorado. As much as I know it's good for the guys, but, boy, that's 200. Yeah. Now, I don't know if we'll see that again, but...
yeah, we may never see that kind of Dorado
fishing. But the bass
again.
Fishing? But the bass fishing, no, I've definitely seen an increase, yeah.
Did the 13.5 inchers replace what were 11.5 inchers?
I think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and again, I think the... I haven't seen a lot of big ones. I think, you know, when we're talking big, anything from like 8 to 10 pounds. I mean, a 10-pounder anyways is like a unicorn, you know, because I get a lot of calls, you know, I want to catch a giant. Well, what's your interpretation of giant? It could be a 4-pounder. It could be a 5-pounder, you know. I don't know what their interpretation is, but some want to catch a 10-pounder. I go, well... I can tell you this, just don't put the lure down and keep casting, and, you know, it might happen. To my credit, not to pound my chest, but I've had four people catch fish over 10 pounds that I've guided
them.
Whoa, no
kidding.
Really? 10 pounds. You know.
10-pound calico.
Yeah.
That's a unicorn.
Yes.
Holy
grail. Four of them, and three of them had no idea.
Out of the four.
Is that a good one?
Are you kidding me?
That's the thing, because if you take anything, you take a 5-pounder that actually weighs 5 pounds,
right.
It's not one,
big fish.
Not one that somebody looks, it's not a 3-pounder that somebody looks at and goes, that's five. Like, you take an actual 5-pounder and hold it, like, it's a big fish that anybody should be really proud of.
Absolutely.
And you start inching over that 5 pounds and then 6 pounds and seven. I mean, It's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And they're huge.
And they're old.
And they just, the way they come up and the fins are out and they're puffed up. I mean, like, you put one on a scale that actually weighs 6 or 7 pounds, you've got a real trophy in your hands.
And, you know, I've had guests that come on the boat going, oh, my gosh, that's got to be like 8 or 9 pounds. And, you know, let's put it on the digital scale and see. Oh, 5.5? Man, that's a giant, you know. And so, you know, I have a pretty good gauge of, you know, just as
you've
we all.
You've seen enough. Yeah.
I've seen enough, you know, and... I may be off by an ounce or two, but for the most part, I mean, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but
put it on the scale.
Put on the truth meter
the
there.
Key liar.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, a 5.5-pounder is a trophy. It is what you should be proud of.
It is.
And it's what makes an actual 9 or a 10 that much more special.
Right.
For sure.
Exactly.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including Catch Your Porch, phone calls, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show. Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low-power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Ben, Coastal Charter, talking fishing, having a great time here. Again, if you want to get through, join in on the fun, give us a phone call at 213-432-1090 or send us a text, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup apps. Great text here from Dave. Dave's question was, hey, Benny, I'm anxiously awaiting the APCO deck boots. I know they go through a lot of R&D before the release of the public. Have you had a chance to try them out? What's your take on them? That's from Dave, the Calico Fly Guy.
The Calico Fly Guy.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? Yes, I actually have the first pair of samples that I've been field testing, and I've gone through two of them. And the release I couldn't answer. It'll probably be the fall 2023 or spring. It all depends. But don't quote me on it. I'm not sure. But as far as comfort, I wear them pretty much every day I fish, and comfort level is great. Foot forming, and the biggest thing is that most boots are pretty similar, but I think the best feature on the boot is the insole. It is very, very, very comfortable. Very comfortable.
I'm stoked to hear that. AFTCO made a product years ago. They called it Fish Feet.
Oh,
and it
yeah,
was those
yeah.
blue
yes.
inserts.
Yeah. Still
you slipped
have a
into
couple.
Your extra tough. If
the
I
best.
If I would have known then that those were going to be gone, I would have bought a dozen pair. They were the best insert. They perfectly fit a pair of extra toughs, and they turned an averagely comfortable yeah. pair of boots into a really good one. So I'm with Dave. Like, I'm very yeah. anxious for AFTCO to officially release that boot, because I'm assuming
too.
You know, if they were that good then, like, how good are these new ones going to be? And yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
I'm fortunate enough, you know, besides working with my son Matt, working directly with the design team, and, you know, they really trust, and I hold nothing back. If it's something that, you know, if we need to tweak it, I'm gonna suggest, here's what I feel like. I thought there should have been a little bit more arch instead of being flat and comfy. Because, you know, I'm on the boat for 10 hours a day yeah. with boots on, and I imagine
yeah.
a lot of guys, when they go fishing, at least 10 to 12 hours. So I kept that in mind, and those insoles, I've tested three different ones, and we came up with one that's going to work. And like I said, you can have any boot out there. As long as they don't have comfortable insoles, you know, I don't think you're going to,
yeah.
you know.
So it's interesting side note on that. And this was explained to me a number of years ago about boots, is for whatever reason, the tariffs on insoles mm-hmm. are super high when they come from overseas.
Really?
And why insoles, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
what's the target there?
But that's why companies a lot of times cheap out on the insoles, because the insoles are so much more expensive.
Get out of here.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That was explained to me by Dave at Shimano. It's like,
yeah.
Because they had, you know, I was like kind of complaining about their why are the insoles so tough? Right? And it's like, well, this is
what a trip that is. Who would have ever thought that?
Yeah.
I know Matt was really instrumental in getting that insole design because he's, you know, he's worn boots all his life since he was a little kid. So he really, really did help work with the design team on the comfort level. And he sent a few out to his pros, and that's the same feedback. The boot's great, lightweight, comfortable. Every attribute that, you know, AFCO does to clothing, their design team goes through rigorous testing of the product.
Right.
And I'm one of them. I mean, between bleach blood and everything else, and I'm fishing that light bluish color boot, the one you see in the ads. And it's still clean. I mean, it's clean, and you know, for guys on their feet with the private boats, they're going to really, really enjoy that boot.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that the insole thing is still a factor. This is, I'm talking 20 years ago, right? Like, this is a long time ago.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a good explanation because you think about, you know, ExtraTough insoles suck.
Thank you.
I don't know anywhere they say it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that... That could be an excellent. I'd be interesting to ask Matt if that's the case.
I'm happy to say that because I wear them. I buy them. I spend my own money on them. Right. It's what I wear. I wear a pair of shorty ExtraTough boots, and they're what I wear. But that insole sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, unfortunately, I still had a pair of the AFCO insoles.
Oh, no way.
So
I would give anything to have those back.
Yeah.
AFCO fish feet. I remember them perfectly. They sold three sizes, and then, you know, you could, like, they had a little cutout where, you know, they had, like, a small, medium, and a large, and a small covered, like, 5 through 8, and then they had a little line where you'd cut it to make it form to your 6. Yeah. I miss those things so much. They were killer.
Which was genius back then.
Yeah, right? Totally.
So when can we expect those boots from AFCO?
That's a good question. You know, hopefully Matt will chime in here sometime and kind of fill us in on some of those things. But
I saw Robbie at Tackle Day last week, and I asked him. He had one of the fish kill bags on display.
Yeah, the harvest bags.
And those are coming soon.
Those will be any day, they're coming very soon. You know, if you go to the AFCO.com website, you'll see things that it says sold out. Once they become available, that sold out comes off, and you'll be able to purchase.
Yeah.
So just keep in mind, you'll see product on there that says sold out. Doesn't mean it's actually sold out, that they're just waiting for delivery and ready to release. So,
right. And then you can also have them send you an email when it's ready, too.
Yep.
So you just go on the website. If it says sold out, just, you know, you want to be notified,
right,
click on that, and it does that.
Go ahead. If you do see me at the ramp and you want to see the boots, just wear a mask because they may stink, but you can get an idea of what they look like, feel like, and that sort of thing. That's how much I wear.
Short, long?
They're short. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that kill bag design was genius. I got to really first one I got to really check out was at Tackle Day. You know, I mean, I was aware of it, but the first one I got to really put my hands on was the display that they brought down at Tackle Day. And to eliminate zippers was the best idea. Mm-hmm. Of course, it should be that way. You know what I mean? Like, why would we not have always done it that way?
Yeah.
It's what always fails on every bag is the zippers.
Right.
So they eliminated it.
And then a waterproof inner lining that you pull out and
right.
And wash,
dude.
Yep. And
that drain plug is huge.
Yeah.
And then also the super, I don't know, you felt the super insulation on it.
Yeah.
It's like super thick insulation. Those things are going to keep.
They are going to, they will own that market when those things come available.
Yeah.
They will absolutely own it.
They're a superior bag for sure.
It roll tops like a dry bag would, and you can cinch the thing down. That was genius. And that the drain is what always killed me because one little cube of ice gets stuck in the drain, and then you're just trickling all the water. This thing's got, you could put your fist through it. And Robbie was saying that they found out almost by accident that you can, you know, because of the size of the drain plug, like you can just buy at a hardware store, like you could buy a hose attachment plug into the thing so you can either spray water through it or you can slurry water into it. Ooh. Like, just, I mean, again, it's killer. That bag is going to absolutely own it.
He did a great job with that bag.
Yeah. Robbie's got a lot of creative stuff. I mean, you know, look at the rods that we use from Shimano.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was Robbie, right?
Yep.
I mean, he created all those.
Yep.
So, he's AFCO's lucky to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, we had another great text come through. This one's from our buddy Mario from Pasadena. Hey, Benny, what are your thoughts on colored lead heads on plastics? Is there a specific color that you like? Like, do you use something different from one island to another? I love fishing Catalina Island. That's from Mario in Pasadena.
You know, for me, I like using, you know, red. Red as a standard. I think it makes a difference. you know, red. And then a lot of these natural colored baits, I like using yellow or silver.
Okay.
Okay. Those three are the colors I use. I don't have like greens. I don't have all these crazy colors, but I keep it simple. I like red. I like red with my browns and oranges seem to be working well. Yesterday, that's all I fished was red with a 5-inch MC Viejo in his golden brown bait and red belly.
Wow.
Yeah. Corey put us on that, you know, natural colored bait with that, yeah, like a war bait, like a sexy sardine type,
yep,
you know, some kind of like a bright yellow chartreusey, mm-hmm, blue type color on a bait fish colored swim bait. Yep. And although it doesn't seem like it should be long there, man, that thing gets licked.
It gets bit, yeah. Something about the combo, it's just, I don't know what it is, but they fish just...
You'd think such a clear, perfect,
yeah,
natural colored bait shouldn't have a big giant chartreuse thing at the end,
yeah,
of it. But boy, call it what you want to call it, man. It works.
They like it.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
doubt.
For sure. Another great text here from Dan in Huntington Beach. He says, Benny, how was the highway to Gonzaga and the gas and diesel availability?
Hey, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's because after watching that video with you and Matt and the guys, oh my gosh.
I tell you, I would do that drive again next week. The drive was, once you got out of the city or the, you know, I guess you call it the city.
Mexicali.
Yeah, Mexicali. The roads were incredible. I mean, the roads were incredible. Gas is readily available. We fueled up in San Felipe, and then there's a gas station literally at the end of the road where we were camping.
Nice.
You just have to time it when the guy's not on siesta.
There's gas in Gonzaga?
Yes, there is. Yeah. There's a gas station on one side. There's a market on the other side.
Gotcha.
So real convenient. Fuel never had an issue, but, you know, I always bring fuel stabilizer anyways. I always use it in my fuel, whether it's U.S. or Mexico. Never an issue.
That's
never,
a good call, never, though. Additive, not a horrible idea going down there.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Cheap and easy to carry. Why not?
$8 for a bottle. It just gives you a little peace of mind. Plus, it's going to clean your injectors, et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera.
The tough thing in Gonzaga is to find a place to stay.
It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some incredible Airbnbs and trailers. The one we stayed at right on the bay is just phenomenal.
Really?
Oh, God. You know, it had an outdoor kitchen, had a fridge, slept 8 people.
So that's the way to go. I get an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. Unless you want to camp on the beach. I'm not,
yeah,
much of a camper.
Yeah. Not at our age, Benny.
Yeah. We like creatures. We're creatures of comfort, right?
You got to turn the AC on when you get back. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming here. Another full hour, and we're going to find out what's biting. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hook Up listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.